From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal transportation officials say an eighth person has died in the U.S. due to faulty airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
The latest victim was a teenager who was driving a relative's Honda Accord. 19 million cars are now recalled for airbag inflators that can rupture, striking front seat occupants with shards of metal. All of the people killed in the U.S. have been in Hondas, but the recall involves millions of other brands as well. So far, only about 27% of recalled driver side airbags have been replaced, and 26% of recalled passenger side airbags. But officials with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say the pace of repairs is improving. The government has appointed an independent monitor to oversee Takata's recall work. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
Among the six U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan this week was Air Force Major Adriana Vorder Brogan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports she is thought to be the first openly gay woman killed in action.
Major Vorder Brogan was the only woman of the six airmen killed on Monday when their patrol was attacked by a suicide bomber north of the Afghan capital. She was a native of Minnesota, assigned with a special investigation squadron out of Eglin Air Base in Florida. A group that supports gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender troops and families released a statement mourning Vorder Brogan and extending condolences to her wife and four-year-old son. It's been 5 years since the military ended the ban on homosexual troops serving openly. Before that, same-sex partners were not formally notified if their husband or wife died in action, nor were they allowed to officially receive their loved one's casket when it arrived at Dover Air Force Base. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Former Federal Reserve Board Chair Ben Bernanke, in an interview with NPR today, would not comment about the recent decision by the Fed's interest rate setting arm to move on interest rates for the first time in 7 years. Though he did say that at the time the Fed was ratcheting rates down in response to a major recession, the body had no idea how long rates would remain low. Bernanke says the U.S. economy is clearly in better shape now.
I think the U.S. economy, the domestic economy anyway, is pretty solid. We've got households in good financial shape. Jobs are being created. The housing sector is doing pretty well. So there's a lot to be happy about in terms of the forward momentum of the U.S. economy here at home.
Bernanke says for overseas economies, the picture is less bright. The former Fed chairman mentioning China as well as big industrial powers, including Europe and Japan, which he says are lagging the U.S. Sales of new single-family homes took a bump up in November after somewhat weak October. The Commerce Department reporting today new home sales in November rose 4.3% to a seasonally adjusted rate of 490,000. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 185 points. The Nasdaq rose 44 points today. You're listening to NPR. The woman facing charges in connection with the death of one person and the injuries of dozens of others made her first appearance in court today. 24-year-old Lakeisha Holloway is accused of intentionally driving her car up onto the sidewalk of the crowded Las Vegas Strip last Sunday night. Holloway, who stood in shackles, did not enter a plea and said little during today's brief hearing, where she was arraigned on charges of murder, hit and run, and child endangerment. Preliminary hearing is scheduled for next month. The best-selling band of all time is finally making its music available to legally stream on demand after years of holding out. As NPR's Neda Ulbi reports, the Beatles catalog will be playable online on services including Spotify and Apple Music starting on Christmas Eve.
Happy Crimble, the band wrote on its website Wednesday with a medley of its greatest hits. The Beatles and the Universal Music Group have ignored the digital era for as long as they possibly could. The group was famously late to selling songs online. It was impossible to buy a Beatles single on iTunes until just 5 years ago. And the band waited until revenues from streaming started to compete with buying songs digitally. As a group that sold more than a billion records, the Beatles can afford to slowly release its music in new and remastered formats. But while streaming is an ever more popular way of listening to music, its top sellers are generally much younger artists. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices posted a third straight day of gains. The price of oil was up $1.36 a barrel to end the session at $37.50 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.